Now, we've been looking forward to this one. We're going to talk athletics because Eilish McColgan won gold in the British Championship 5,000 metre at the weekend to earn a Team GB place for the World Championships in Doha. And I'm delighted to say Eilish joins us on the line now. Thanks so much for joining us here on Rock Sport Radio, Eilish.
Hi there, thanks for having me.
It's good to speak to you. Kicking off an obvious one, you must be delighted with your win.
Yeah, I am. I think it's one of the first times I've sort of gone into a championship sort of in good health and feeling all in one piece, injuries, no illnesses. So, yeah, it was really, really nice to secure my spot at Doha in a month's time.
Did you expect that, Eilish? I mean, getting the win and then hearing that you'd been selected, did you expect that to happen, to get the Team GB place?
Yeah, obviously I'd gone into this year hoping that I would make the world champs. I mean, I've been to, I think I've been on every sort of British team since 2011. Yeah. So I felt like I was capable of making the squad, and I'd ran one of the fastest times this year. So I was obviously ranked highly going into the race, but I mean, there was five other girls with the qualifying time for both the Olympics and the world champs. So it was always going to be a tough competition, and the 5,000 metres is particularly strong this year. Yeah. But I'm obviously over the moon to get the win and to secure my spot on the team.
Oh, without a doubt, and well done with it. And it must just be gratifying, you know, to get to a stage like that, you know, to get that place and see all that hard work, because I know how hard you athletes work, to see it all pay off.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many ups and downs along the way, as I said earlier, with injuries and illnesses, and everyone has their own little sort of personal battle to get to the start line of that one championship, because our Olympic Games and our world champs are all selected from the British Championship.
Yeah.
So it is really important to make sure that you are literally on top of your game for that one day of the year, which can sometimes be tricky to judge. But yeah, I'm obviously excited for what's ahead now, and really looking forward to heading out to Qatar for the World Champs.
Oh, without a doubt. It's great to see. And I'm obviously kind of more your mum's generation. Your mum Liz, of course, who was such a successful athlete. I've got great memories of all the success she had. Do you still look to her for advice, Eilish?
My mum's actually my coach. So she's the only coach I've had when
ever
I started
had.
The sport at the age 11, yeah. So my mum's still my coach today, and she sets all my training programs, my schedules, and plans my races and things. So she's a huge part of my training program, and I certainly wouldn't be able to call myself an elite athlete today without her help and advice.
Without her. How does that work as a kind of family situation? I'm a sort of football family. I've got my son who's a footballer, and my husband was a footballer, his dad. And, you know, there's a good dynamic there. You know, people, I think, look in and think, oh, does it cause trouble? You know, do you end up in arguments that affect the family? But it doesn't really work like that, does it?
No, I mean, I think it's obviously more difficult, perhaps, as a youngster, trying to juggle between having a coach and a mum and a training squad and all those sort of things that come along with it. But certainly as an adult, yeah, it's relatively straightforward. I mean, I've got a lot of respect for my mum's achievements in the sport. And as I said, I feel like she's a huge part of my team now, and certainly one of the main reasons of my success and why I'm running so fast, I think, is every year she's a really clever build-up in my training sort of program, and things just seem to click into place. And so there's never been too many arguments, to be honest, because I think I have a lot of respect for the help that she's been giving me along the way.
Yeah, that's fantastic. It's great to see. Now, what about targets for this World Championships? Have you set yourself any?
And for me, I always just focus on self-improvement, so trying to get as fast as I possibly can every year, because at the end of the day, you can't control the other athletes in the race. You can't control, there's obviously a lot of doping in sport as well. So it's something that I don't really focus on too much. I don't go into the race looking for particular positions or anything like that. I just think if I can go and run a huge PB, I feel like I'm capable of running sub 14:40 this year. That's been a big goal of mine, and that would take me to third on the British all-time list behind... take me to second on the British all-time list behind Paula Radcliffe. So for me, that's a huge goal and a huge aim for my year.
Yeah.
And if that time's good enough to come fourth, fifth, sixth in the world, then I'd be over the moon. If
Fantastic.
It's only good enough for 10th place, then again, I have to just accept that's where I am. But I have a really good feel, and I'm in the best shape of my life. So I've been hoping to really break through into that top six of the world would be a huge goal of mine.
Oh, yeah, that's great to hear. Now, looking at other members of the team, you've got Neil Gourley, Josh Kerr, Gemma Rickey, Lindsay Shatt and Beth Dobbin also earning their places at the weekend. I mean, you must be expecting it to do well. So it's a strong team, isn't it?
Yeah, I think every year we're putting out stronger and stronger teams, and the Scottish contingent is getting larger and larger. Yeah. So it's really exciting. I mean, I grew up with Lindsay Sharp and a few of the other Scots as well. So it's pretty cool that we've gone from, I mean, travelling the length and breadth of Scotland to the cross-country championships in Irvine when we were all sort of 12, 13 years old to now, yeah, all of us on the plane travelling out to Doha, Qatar for the World Championships as part of the GB team. It's pretty exciting and, yeah, we've come a long way. But it's nice to see, yeah, other Scots having a really successful streak too.
Oh, it's great, yeah, to see that success in Scottish athletics and see you all doing so well. It really is. Now, you mentioned it there and you've said in the press recently that clean sport is probably not possible, Eilish. Do you think that the authorities are doing enough to combat doping?
Do you know, it's such a difficult topic because I think there's going to be cheating in all walks of life. I mean, I said this in my article. I mean, there's people that work in an office will be cheating. Or, I mean, there's so many different ways to. I mean, there's going to be people that are police officers that are just maybe a bad egg. Or, I mean, there's always going to be that one or two people that choose the bad moral side of things to do, and sports no different. So I think it's impossible to clean it up entirely because there's always going to be people that are just one step ahead of the testers. But at the same time, I feel like testing is certainly improving. I mean, we're starting to catch more and more people. It's evident with the number of tests that are coming through positive. And I hope that just continues to strengthen, really. Hopefully a little bit more money can be invested into it. We can start going into some of the other nations a little bit more frequently and having the same sort of stringent testing rules that the UK seem to follow. Hopefully we can start implementing that across, just standardised testing across all countries, so it doesn't matter where you are, what corner in the world you live in, that you get regimented, strict testing just like everyone else. It's definitely improving. I think there's still a long way to go, but I think it's a long shot to assume that we'll ever get to entirely clean sport, unfortunately.
Yeah, without a doubt. And wise words on it, Eilish. And as you say, I think just, you know, it is life in a lot of ways, but, you know, the fact that it's highlighted so much in sport, and it's good to see if you say that they are, you know, working a bit harder to try and combat it in some way, shape or form. So it's great to speak to you, and thanks so much for that. And again, well done on that win at the weekend, and hopefully we'll catch up with you again, obviously before the World Championships. It's good to speak to you, Eilish.
No problem. Thanks for having me, anyway. Nice to chat to you.
Thanks for that. Thanks, Eilish. Eilish McColgan there. Great to speak to her. And as I say, great to talk about her success that she's had recently, and also that stuff that she was talking about recently, that really important bit about combating doping within athletics. So good to speak to Eilish McColgan there.